This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We will call a Public Utilities Commission meeting to order. It is 9:30 a.m. on October 8th, room 413 of the State Capitol. This is Commissioner Nelson. I'll be chairing today. Commissioners Feagin and Hansen are present on the telephone. We will start with the approval of the commission meeting minutes from September 24th. Is there a motion?
So moved.
All in favor, say aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. We will go to Consumer Reports and Deb Gregg.
Thank you. The commission received a total of 49 contacts since the last report was prepared for the September 24th, 2024 commission meeting. 11 contacts related to telecommunication services, 15 contacts related to electric services, 2 contacts related to natural gas service, 4 contacts related to wireless service, 2 contacts related to the Do Not Call registry, 2 contacts related to carbon pipelines, and 13 contacts were related to issues that are not regulated by the PUC. 1,011 of the 1,030 contacts received in 2024 have been resolved.
Thank you. Questions? Hearing none. Thank you, Ms. Gregg. We have two dockets today, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the input on these separately, since there are separate parties. But maybe hold the vote until we've had the input on both of them, since I'm not sure if we're going to end up with one motion or two motions. And so with that, we'll begin with EL 24-024 in the matter of the petition of Gevo Net Zero One LLC to have Kingsbury Electric Cooperative assigned as its electric provider in the service area of Otter Tail Power Company. And the question today, shall the commission approve the motion for procedural schedule, or how shall the commission proceed? And since this is staff's motion, we will go to staff first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Amanda Reese for staff. Staff filed a motion for a procedural schedule in the docket. We did work with admin staff to find dates that would work for an evidentiary hearing and then put the schedule past all of the parties prior to filing. It's our understanding that all parties were agreeable to this proposed schedule, and we would just ask the commission to approve it at this point. Thank you.
Thank you. And Ms. Reese, I'm going to ask you a question, and if the other folks would also weigh in with an answer to this question, it would be helpful. Would you approve of us combining this hearing for Gevo and Dakota Renewable Hydrogen?
Mr. Chair, yes. I think, and if that wasn't clear in the motions, I apologize. I think that was the intent of all of the parties, because the facts are similar, to have one hearing for all or both of the dockets. And the procedural schedules are identical as they were filed. So that was certainly our intent. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I guess that was kind of our hope, but I want to make sure that everybody is okay with that. With that, we'll go to the interveners, and we'll go to East River Electric. Danny, we're not hearing you if you're speaking. Okay, we'll just maybe hold on that one, and we'll go to Otter Tail and come back to East River. Otter Tail?
Thank you, Commissioner. Otter Tail would agree with that schedule.
Thank you. And back to East River. Okay, we're not hearing East River. And so I would then go to Gevo, and Gevo was going to be, Mr. Gloat is on his way here. He's not here, but Christian Peterson, you are on the line.
Thank you, sir. We have no objection to schedule or the consolidation of the two.
Okay, thank you. And again, I'll go back to East River. If you can unmute, we're not hearing you. Okay, it's showing on, try pound six or star six.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Excellent.
Sorry about that. Danny Brown here for East River. No objection to combining the two dockets. No objection to the proposed schedule.
Very good. Any questions for any of these folks before we go to the next docket? If not, we will go to EL 24-025 in the matter of the petition of Dakota Renewable Hydrogen LLC to have Kingsbury Electric Cooperative assigned as its electric provider in the service area of Otter Tail Power Company. And the question here again, shall the commission approve the motion for procedural schedule, or how shall the commission proceed? We'll go to staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Amanda Reese for staff. Again, staff filed the motion to adopt a procedural schedule and would just ask the commission to do so today. And the same comments from the previous docket would apply here. We worked with admin staff as well as all parties to come to an agreement. And it's our understanding that all parties are in agreement, with the exception Dakota Renewable Hydrogen had anticipated making a request today, and I would let them do so.
Thank you. We'll go to East River.
No objection from East River for to combine the files, and no objection to the schedule.
Thank you. We'll go to Otter Tail.
Thank you. Otter Tail does not object to the schedule or the joint hearing.
Thank you. And now we will go to Dakota Renewable Hydrogen. The question that I do have to ask before we go to Mr. Guerrero, one does have to be a licensed attorney in South Dakota in order to speak on behalf of an organization. Are you licensed in South Dakota?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. I am not licensed in South Dakota. We do anticipate, for purposes of the hearing, seeking PROHAC VJA or a temporary licensure. Currently, I am not. I thought that the rules were PROHAC VJA for purposes of contested cases, but not for regular hearings at this point, which is we're not yet at a contested case.
Well, I guess in my mind we are in a contested case, so I'm not sure what your thinking is, but
if I can, I don't think there's much to talk about this morning. And the only thing I would say is, you know, Dakota Renewable doesn't have any objection. In fact, believes it's a good idea to consolidate the two dockets. And with respect to the procedural schedule, we don't have any objection. Our only caveat was if we could have until 4 o'clock on Friday to file the pre-filed testimony versus the noon schedule. I think Amanda indicated that she would be willing to compromise at 2 o'clock, and that's fine with us as well.
Okay, we will take that input, and I would direct you or whoever's going to be representing Dakota Renewable Hydrogen to get your PROHAC VJA taken care of ASAP. Thank you. Any questions from commissioners? Okay, if not, is there a motion? I would move that the commission find that consolidation for hearing is appropriate and that no prejudice will result from consolidating the two dockets for evidentiary hearing, and that the matters be so consolidated, and that the commission adopt the procedural schedule as detailed in staff's motion, and that the commission order discovery response due within 7 business days of receipt, unless otherwise agreed to by the parties, and that the commission require all witnesses to submit pre-filed written testimony as a prerequisite to testifying at the evidentiary hearing, with the exception of rebuttal witnesses testifying to new issues raised during the hearing, and require all exhibits be marked and filed prior to the evidentiary hearing. Discussion on the motion. I appreciate all the parties working together to come up with a procedural schedule. I appreciate the agreement to combine these and deal with these together. That certainly, I think, is the most efficient way to do this, and hopefully we can move forward. Additional discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you all for that. No items for commission discussion. Nobody here for public comment. And the next regular meeting will be on Tuesday, October 22nd, and that will be at 1:30 in the afternoon right here in room 413. Anything else for the good of the order? Is there a motion? I will move.
Move to adjourn.
Okay, move to adjourn. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Aye.
And Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned.